and welcome
to Sports Maneuver Radio.
Who's ready for
Lisa Nucci?
I'm Nucci.
And EJ, the Raven.
We are now live in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, we are. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sports Palooza Radio Show. It is October 27th. It is a Thursday, and we are excited to be here this week. We got a pretty big show with a big man coming on the show this week. I am EJ, that Rainmaker guy that you heard in the entry there. And, of course, we're going to be welcome the lovely Lisa to the show today. What's happening, Lisa? What's going on over there?
I'm cold.
It is cold. It is cold and wet and snowy in New York today, and yuck. I mean, that's about that. I'll cover that. So, yeah. Got a pretty big show today. How excited are you to talk to Mo Barney? I know I'm excited about this.
He is one big man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he didn't play around.
I mean that literally, and I mean that, you know, in a sense of the stuff that he's accomplished as well.
Yeah.
You know, I know you know all about his career,
right,
and you're excited to talk to him. We're actually bringing him on because he's done a lot since he's been off the field. And we're going to talk to him about his newest ventures, our cat meows in the background.
Hi,
maybe
cat.
That got picked up by we don't know, but she just made her radio debut.
Hello.
And he's done a lot, and I'm not just impressed about the clothing line that he's come out with, but I'm also impressed with the other work that he's done with his real estate company. And, you know, it goes to show you there's life after the sport that you were in.
Yeah.
So
and
it's very impressive.
And we've covered this a lot, because if you're not prepared to do something after your career ends, you're in trouble. And, you know, I'm not to say in trouble. Obviously, these guys make some decent money. But overall, you got to have a plan for after you're done playing. And Mo has one. And that's a good thing. You know?
Yeah, it was interesting. I read that when he first actually left baseball. And I'd like to know how much of this, you know, because people can change your Wikipedia and your background and all this stuff on the Internet. He had some experience. Oh, well. So, of course, it's like you have to have the ability to move on from an investment and pick up and continue and find what's right for you. And it's really interesting to hear all of these kids talk about that they're going to have this huge playing career when they get older. And it's great. You want to have those aspirations, but the reality is that you're not going to be a baseball player at 75 years old. So what are you going to be doing next?
Yeah.
So it's just, I think his story is great. I think, you know, his clothing line is awesome. I think that, you know, we have a lot to talk to him about today, so it'll be a good interview.
Yeah, well, and definitely looking forward to it. If you check my EJ the Rainmaker on Twitter, you can see I posted some tickets to when I was at Fenway Park. I got to see Mo Vaughn play personally in, one of those games. The Red Sox lost 9-2, and Mo Vaughn hit two home runs to make it 9-2. So I've seen Mo hit two home runs in one game, and that was in 98. And then June 7th, 98. In the fifth inning off Yoshi against the Mets, another home run. So, yeah, I've seen Mo hit the ball. And, my God, did he hit those balls. Of course, I was supposed to, you know, he was with the Mets. But, you know, right after the Subway Series with the Yankees in 2000, Mo came and joined the Mets in 2002. Had played a couple of years down there and had a pretty good first year. His second year, obviously, he left. That's when he left the game. It'd be interesting to talk to him about some of the stuff that went down in Boston after 98, because how the hell the Red Sox didn't sign him after that 98 season and let him go to free agency. How do you let someone go who had just hit 40 home runs, came in fourth in MVP voting? My God, man, I have no idea how that happened. But let's talk about some other stuff before we get to Mo here. Game 3 of the World Series tomorrow night. Kyle Hendricks, going to be a big start for him, man. Josh Tomlin, big start for him as well. These guys have pitched great in the postseason so far. But game 3 at Wrigley tomorrow, of course, Saturday and Sunday as well. Woo, that's been fun so far. Of course, Cleveland got their ace to get them the game 1 victory, and Chicago had their ace to help them get to the game 2 victory. So that was pretty much, it looks like everything's gone as expected so far. Really, you know, of course, the NBA and the NHL seasons are underway now, and I talked to you about this. At the Cleveland game and the basketball game, they had the Undertaker in the building that helped commemorate the win. That was pretty cool to see the Undertaker in the building after seeing him on crutches we didn't know when we were going to see him again. So I thought it was cool to see him.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if it was a surprise or not, but obviously they all had a lot of fun with the fact that he was in the building.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, dead man in the building. Love it.
Dead man walking.
Love it. Of course, tonight, Jacksonville and Tennessee in the NFL. Titans are favored by a field goal. And boy, that total came down. That total was originally 47, and now it's down to 43 because Jacksonville's offense is lethargic and terrible and blah. Yeah. Five NCAA football games tonight. Virginia Tech and Pitt, Akron and Buffalo, Ohio, Toledo, Appalachian State, and Georgia Southern in the Sun Belt. That's going to be a fun game. And last game of the night tonight, Cal USC. Woo! I don't know if anybody happened to catch that that total, but in case you didn't, it's 76. And my God, I don't think there's going to be less than 100 points in that game tonight. USC is going to go crazy on that. I mean, they're favored by 17, and so certainly going to be able to keep them in that game. I'm surprised that lines up at 16.5. USC's new quarterback's playing phenomenal, obviously. And, of course, Eric and I will have our college football podcast. We might do that tonight because Lisa and I are going to be going to the city tomorrow to catch the Star Trek experience down in New York City. I love that stuff. I've been a Trekkie my whole life. I'm actually looking at my captain's shirt that I'm going to be bringing down. I see it right over there on my pile. Getting ready for tomorrow because Captain John Luke is the man. So I'm definitely looking forward to going down to New York City tomorrow and enjoying that Star Trek experience. And for anybody else, just one last thing I want to throw in there about the Cosmos. The New York Cosmos final regular season game is this weekend, and then they come home for the playoffs on November 5th. We don't know who we're going to be facing yet. But, we had Ryan Richter on the show yesterday. That was fun. He's just a great kid, man. I call him a kid. He's 27 years old. But, you know, when you're 47 and he's 27, I'm going to call him a kid because I can. So that was cool to have him on the show. And, Cosmos last game playoffs start November 5th at Short Stadium. I will most certainly be there, I think, for that. I couldn't make it this past weekend because the weather here is just – I can't do cold. I do not like cold, and it was freezing this past weekend, but it's obviously not bad today here again. Hopefully it'll get better, by the way. I doubt it, though. Usually when November comes around, the weather doesn't get better, so we'll see what happens. But that's it on my end. What do you got going on over here?
Well, we haven't talked NFL.
NFL, I did. I talked about Jacksonville, Tennessee tonight. And,
well, you didn't talk about Packers, so you didn't talk about NFL.
Oh, I see.
that's how it works around here.
So if it's not Packers.
It's not Packers, baby. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
You know, I'm still on my high from the trip that we took to Lambeau, and it was fun to actually watch them on TV and see where we were sitting, and you're yelling at the TV, we were right there.
Yeah.
And it was fun because now I know the place and I could kind of get a good sense of when the games are playing. But the Packers had a great game the other day. Aaron Rodgers set a record for most pass completions in a game. And the Packers now improved their record to 4-2.
Yeah.
Aaron was much more on point in this game, and hopefully it will continue. I still think we have a lot of concerns on the team.
Well, you're underdogs this weekend, by the way. You're going to Atlanta, and the Falcons are favored by 3.5 over the Packers.
I'm not surprised. We're still not playing at our best, and I know that everybody was happy with the way Aaron played, but it's one game out of six so far that he showed a little bit of a sign of, being Aaron. But I still don't think we played our best even in that game.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of improvement to be had, and it'll be nice to, continue the winning and the positive attitude that they had going towards the end of that game. You can see just the difference in the way he was even walking on the field and things like that. So it would be nice to see that. I want to remind everybody, too, you talked about the World Series. Don't forget to get your taco. Isn't it a taco?
Yay.
The Taco Bell
day. November 2nd, because we stole a base on game one. And so because there was a stolen base in game one of the World Series, make sure you go to Taco Bell on November 2nd and say, give me my free taco. Yeah. We don't go to Taco Bell, but if you do, go ahead. We don't really see Taco Bell. I can't remember last time I had Taco Bell. You pay the price for it.
Yeah, you pay the price for it. I mean, I actually really do love Taco Bell.
Yeah, I love it, but you just can't do it.
I make much better tacos at home.
Yeah, we do.
Taco Bell,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, we do. We make better tacos at home.
Exactly. It's like you said, we're going just jumping back over to the Packers. We are underdogs, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
The Packers and Falcons, that total is 52, and I don't even understand why it's still at 52. That total should be like 80. There's going to be so many points in that game. I'm sorry, man. Oh, yeah. The Falcons don't play defense, and the Packers don't play defense against real teams, and Atlanta has a real offense. This is going to be, yeah, I think this is going to be a real high-scoring game, like well into the 20s, 30s. Like, yeah, there should be 60-something points next. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, I mean, it's that's kind of – I don't really have a lot to talk about. I mean, we've been kind of busy working on, you know, articles for your Get More Sports and you know, working on improving that site and you know, doing what we do over there.
And I'm getting an app.
Yeah, we'll wait to see when
you
want to talk about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well,
we'll
when my big people come to me and say it's time to build Get More Sports and app, it's time to build Get More Sports and app. So my people won't play around. You know how well-funded pretty soon, and that's going to be nice. We're going to have live scores on there. Just easier ways to access our articles, of course, as well, the podcast that we have on the site. Yeah, it'd be nice to have an app. You've arrived when you have an app.
Well, then maybe we need an app.
I got it. Sportspalooza app?
We need a Sportspalooza app so you can go online while you're traveling and download our episodes and on your Android or wherever the heck you do it. I don't know much about the app. But you can go online and download and listen to us anywhere that you're going, and you know it should be fun to have Sportspalooza app. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean we don't have. We only have a radio show, but yeah, you know, I mean I don't know what we do. I mean just to get it on the, you know, be able to access all of our shows from your Joy would be cool. But we have all the RSS feeds and all that stuff on our. You can access your stuff from your phone anyway. So if you really want to hear us, you can really go listen to us.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you want to follow us on Twitter, our handle is at Palooza Radio.
Yeah.
You have EJ at EJ the Rainmaker, and you have me at Gal Sports Writer, and also at Virgin Traveler. It's not the Virgin Traveler on Twitter. It's just Virgin Traveler.
Okay.
So you can follow us there, and then you can hear about the upcoming guests that we have. We actually have Edward Smith next week. I think it's next week. And he'll be coming up. We have
that's cool.
It is cool. Nice. We have a professional dressage. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Wow.
You know, of course, they do this in horses.
I think
she's been in the Olympics. So she's gonna be coming on in just a couple of weeks.
Another
so
guest who's been in the Olympics.
Yeah,
we have 80 guests who have been in the Olympics, whether it comes to doctors or the actual people who have participated. My God, we have the Olympics covered around here.
Yeah.
Everybody we've had on the show just seems to have some kind of Olympic connection. That's cool.
But I like that, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, one of the things that we stuck to at the beginning when we first started our show was that we were going to commit to telling stories about people who are doing good in the world of sports and after they get off the field or whatever sport they're in. And then as well as, you know, letting you guys know about what our amateur athletes are doing. And that's important because they need a lot of support. They need a lot of encouragement. They need backing. They need financing. They need promotion. They need a lot. And that's why I was actually pleased that we had a chance to talk about when the Paralympics were in Rio. I was very upset that they weren't being covered more. But they don't have that kind of funding. And they don't have that kind of sponsorship that the main Olympics have. So we try to get the word out as much as we can about all of these different things that are going on that you may not be aware of, or even if you are aware of them, we want to try to increase the awareness out there. So that's what we do on our end. And one of the things we do too, again, with Mo coming on, is we like to talk about what everybody's doing when they get off the field, you know, because it's more than just sports. It's a career. It's, you know, I don't know how else to say it, but that we stuck to that since the beginning, and we hope to continue to stick to that as our shows keep going on. You know, so while we're waiting for Mo to join us, which should be pretty much any minute
now.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have a WWE pay-per-view, and the interesting thing is now that they've split up the show to two different days, and actually if you think about it, it's like baseball, two different weeks. So they really don't cross over except for certain events. And so we don't get just one pay-per-view per month now. We get two.
Oh, really?
Correct. And the Hell in a Cell one is this Sunday. And, you know, I still don't know if I'm happy with all of the storylines. I found myself this past week kind of bored because what the WWE does is, since they have a pay-per-view coming up, they really don't want any of the main stars to get injured. So the last episodes are always kind of laid back and, you know, more talk. And then they take the other athletes that haven't been on the show or are maybe jobbers and are lower in on the totem pole, and they give them a feature match on these episodes. And it's a little on the boring side. So, you know, hopefully things will change, but it's fun to watch, and we'll stick it out. And, of course, my kids and I always stick it out. So, you know, in the meantime, though, my phone just lit up, so I am going to welcome the one. The only.
Oh, my God.
Mofon, is that you?
Oh, the hit dog.
Yes, how are you? How's everything?
Oh, the hit dog. What's happening, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm out here in Ohio. You know, I'm over here by a lake, so it's a little bit colder, about 10 degrees colder. So I'm feeling the winter right now. It's about 39, 40 degrees.
Wow, it's actually, we're in upstate New York, and we're going to talk about that in a little while, because we are pretty much really close to your old stomping ground.
Oh, yeah, Mo.
So I want to let you know that. But we're just as cold up here. That's the first words out of my mouth on this show today was, I'm cold.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
Right?
I'm not complaining.
No. Life is good. Life is good.
Yeah,
that's awesome, and I know EJ has a lot of talk about your career that he wants to talk about. I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk to you about your collection that you came on our show to talk about, which is the MVP collection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are one busy man. You have this clothing line that you just launched. Like I said, it's called MVP Collection. You have this real estate, the affordable housing stuff you do. I want to talk to you about later as well. How do you keep it all together? I mean, you are just one busy man.
Listen, you know, I think it is, you know, you got to feel a little bit fortunate. You know, I've been able to get into some things with some good people. You know, my real estate entity out in New York City, you know, this collections line, you know, for Big and Tall. I'm out here in basically Cleveland, Ohio, Gates Mills area. I am in transportation, moving freight. So I think for me, I got ADD. I really can't sit still, so I have to continue to go, you know, I have to continue to go and do things. I think it's very, very important for us athletes to really have a second career, second life. I think you need to be thinking about it, you know, very shortly once you start your career. It's not easy, but I think, you know, I don't miss retirement because I've been able to be successful. So it's just one of those things where I thought it was necessary, something that you had to do. And I've been lucky enough, you know, they always say it's better to be lucky than good. I've been lucky enough to jump into some things that are needed that have been successful.
That's awesome. Yeah. And let me ask you, too, because we've talked a lot about this on the show, where we talk about professional athletes who have to make a new career for themselves afterwards. At what point in your baseball career do you do that? Do you say, you know what, I know I'm not going to be doing this when I'm 75. I need to start kind of putting, you know, grinding the wheels and coming up with some sort of ideas as to what I'm going to do afterwards. What point in your career do you actually do that? Because I'm sure you're busy with your career at the same time. When did it happen for you?
I think for me, you know, you look at, you know, I've been very, you know, fortunate enough to really make some money in the game. You know, when you're cutting those, you know, those salary checks, you know, half a season, six months period. And I always wondered, you know, who was the guy writing the check? You know, where, you know, that's who I looked at. I looked at, you know, things on the ownership level. It wasn't us players, you know, we're kind of the machine, but who was actually the person that was writing the check? And I wanted to be thinking in that mindset. And I think for me, you know, it's, you know, you sit around and you go up and At one point, you know, I met the people running the Boston, you know, the Yawkey Trust, and you're like, man, you know, these people own all this, you know, and you just think about yourself as one singular entity. So for me, it was always trying to figure out who the, you know, where the source always came from, you know, how to get to that point, how to start thinking like that, how to start thinking like, you know, a businessman. Listen, I made a lot of mistakes when I played. I got myself to some situations that wouldn't benefit that, you know. And I think it's called maturity, and you get a little bit older and you learn. But I think, you know, you need to, you know, us, you know, all of us need to start thinking about this as fast as possible, because, you know, the average lifespan of an athlete, let alone baseball player, even football player or basketball player, is very, very short. And we need to think about how to brand ourselves and go for it. But for me, it was very early.
Yeah, it has to be, man. I mean, it has to be. You have to have your stuff together long before you retire, because everybody's going to know when you retire that you're looking to get into something, and you got to find a way to do something. And if you're already doing it before you retire, people kind of take you more seriously. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, now you're planning your career for yourself after baseball. Like, I think it's important if you do it earlier. People kind of take you more seriously, Mo. You know, like, okay, well, you've been doing this for years. You're planning right. We will help you because we got what you're doing, you know?
100%. It's all about perception. I'm sure it's a little bit about professionalism. I'm sure, you know, there's things that you learn. But you're right. You know, it's who's going to take you seriously. And I think the biggest thing that I've been very, very fortunate with is I was lucky enough to find partners who were not only smart, but they were trustworthy. And I think that is the key to all this is, and it's very, very hard to find, you know, like anything, good people are hard to find. You know, it's, you know, there's not a, you know, there's not so many of them out there, you know, good partners are hard to find, and people that you could actually trust to make the machine go and know that you're not going to get screwed off, that's even harder. So I've been lucky. Yeah. I've been very, very lucky.
That's cool, man. How do you feel about being on the other side now, man? You know, you get to do hanging out with Fox. You get to be in the boots and hanging out with all the ex-players. How cool is that stuff for you, man, being on the other side in the media now?
It's, you know, I have between all the different entities, you know, about 800 people under my charge now. So it's
right?
You know, you start thinking about global decisions. You start thinking now. I realize, you know, why I didn't get what I got from my contract, because, you know, there's other things that are involved in the whole process. I think, you know, as an athlete, I they need to be able to put us like in this pre-course of what it means to be an owner. I think all of us would be better off, you know, as athletes, to understand the process of why things happen the way they happen. But, you know, I like where I am now. I get to sit back and you know, make some choices or contemplate certain decisions. I kind of try to stay in the middle because I know how hard it is to be on both sides. But it's like I said, I've been successful, and it makes it easier for me to transition, definitely. If I wasn't successful, I'd probably be telling you, man, I wish I was out there playing right now in the World Series.
No doubt, man.
You know what I mean?
It's been a fun World
At 49
Series.
Years
yeah,
old,
I
where
know,
everybody's
exactly.
throwing – You know, guys are throwing 115 miles an hour. I mean, back in my day, we had one guy throwing 90, you know, 100 miles an hour. Now there's 20 guys in the league, so I'm probably in a position where I need to be, right in retirement on the sidelines.
No doubt, man. What would you do if Chapman threw you a buck 03, man? Would you just be like, okay, wait a minute, I don't know what to do with this?
Exactly, You know, it's just, you know, and it's consistent. You know, it starts in the seventh inning. These guys are coming out of the bullpen, 96, 97. Yeah. Everybody's throwing a little bit harder. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But God bless them.
Yeah, man. To see him hit a buck 03 the other night, it was just like, what is that? Come on.
Exactly. It's too different.
Man, and what do you think of this, man? What do you think of Tomlin and Hendricks game three? This is not, you know, obviously they're not the aces of this staff, but these two are going to hold their own in game three, man. What do you think?
Listen, you need those glue guys. I mean, you think about who came through for the Indians' first game. Perez, the catcher. You know, a couple hits by some other guys. For the catcher, really blew it up, you know, hitting not really a great average all year round. Then, you know, you figure – You know, Schwarber coming back, you know, not playing 25 total at bats all season, and he comes back and you know, you know what I'm saying? So that's what happens in the playoffs, you know. You need those special people to show themselves right then and there. That's what you're gonna have your winner. So you know, tomorrow's game is huge for both starting pitchers. I want to see where it's at.
Yeah, big game, man. Obviously, taking a 2-1 lead in the World Series is going to be big. I mean, you know, man.
Exactly.
Well, I got to talk to you. I know you saw my pictures, man. I've seen you tear the cover off a baseball a couple times, man. So cool to be able to say I've seen you play and all the stuff in 98, man. I still don't understand. Mo, why did Boston not keep you around after that 98 year? What the hell were they doing? Letting you go, man.
Listen,
I know you went to I don't get it.
That was the, you know, all – listen, you know, you want to pay a guy a bunch of money, and I talk – you know, you hear John Gruden on NFL, you know, on Monday Night Football talk about CEOs of the organization. And you know what? I had the numbers on the field, but I did some things that didn't warrant CEO status. And, you know, if I was the owner at that time, I probably wouldn't have made – you know, I'm talking trash to the ownership. You know, I went out, you know, had an accident late night, you know, a couple things happened. So if I were me, would I have signed me? Probably not. You understand what I'm saying? So these are things that you learn and you have to go through them to learn them, which is I wish there was some way, you know, your dad says, hey, man, don't touch the stove because it's hot. I wish that, you know, we didn't have to touch it to find out. And I think, you know, those are the things that happen, that we don't understand as athletes. We think it's all about, well, it's just my numbers. Well, now, you know, you're going to pay a guy, you know, over $100 million, you know, paper, you know, or a contract. You want a little bit more. And I think that's what I had to learn. And lucky enough, you know, I did well in this game. I made a lot of money, but if I wanted to stay in Boston, I didn't do some things differently. And I didn't.
Good for you, man. Good for you. That's fine. You know, man. I mean, you went to Anaheim, tore it up. You played the Mets too. Lisa's a big Mets fan. Man, she remembers you were there. Now, you went there right after.
Man, I wish I had played better.
Yeah, for the Mets. Man. Well, you ended up leaving there after that second year a little bit early. And well, I mean, you know, what do you do, man? But the Mets fans still appreciated you, man. Trust me. When you came there, you brought a revigoration to that team who kind of needed it after that loss to the World Series and the Yankees, man.
I appreciate it. I just wish I had, you know, listen, you know, I fell in the dugout in 99. Remember, I went over from Boston. I went to L.A. First series of the year. I fall in the dugout. You know, that's why they got, you know, the dugout. They got the dugout, you know, those things in the dugout to protect guys from falling. I fall in the dugout. You got to realize, from 99, 5 years later, 2003, I was out of the game. I fell on my ankle. I tore the ligament to my ankle. I wish I had broken it. It would have been better. I tore the ligament to my ankle. I tore, you know, tore some ligaments, you know, knee damage. And by the time, you know, I got to the Mets, you know, I was going downhill. And I really didn't know what the problem was. And I found out, hey, you know, this, you can't even play on this thing. And I needed my left ankle because I'm lefty. You know, I used to sit and spin, and I couldn't do it anymore. Before you know it, I was out of the game. So things happen. You wonder why, but you know, you work through it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's cool. And, well, I got to talk to you about 42, man, because, you know, being one of the last guys to ever wear that number kind of takes some pride in that. I mean, you got to take some pride in that, man.
100%. You know, Jackie Robinson paved the way,
man,
for so many people on all fronts, not just the athletic front, but just on every front. To wear his number was a great honor. I think I was one of the last guys to wear it, which is great. And the numbers position where it should be in all the stadiums, where it should be. And you hope that, you know, I got into affordable housing. I didn't even know Jackie Robinson did affordable housing after he retired too. I was able to do that. In fact, I bought one of his properties up in Westchester County, the same one of the properties that he owned. So, you know, all these things, you know, tying together. It's really crazy how things happen. But, it was a tremendous honor to represent him.
Yeah, man. You know, you talk about our area here. We're in the Poughkeepsie Wappingers Falls area, man. You went to Trinity here in Pauling. So
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mo knows our area pretty well.
I think, for high school kids, you know, I think separate schools, girls should go with girls, high school level. Boys should go with boys. You know, we wore a coat and tie. We weren't worrying about, you know, who was looking like this, who was wearing that. I thought it was one of the, you know, the best 4 years of my life. I thought I was prepared to go to college from going to boarding school, Trinity Pauling's a great school. You know, I think they gave me more than I could ever give them. So I really appreciate my time there. I actually, you know, I go up to the school at least once a year, and you know, see the people, see the staff. I thought that was one of the best times of my life, was boarding school all boys, you know, 4 years from at Trinity Poly, no doubt.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Yeah, this area is cool too. You know, the Hudson Valley is pretty cool, man. Especially
yeah,
this time
nice,
of year,
man.
all these leaves are changing, man. It's gorgeous up here, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I bet you it looks. Real nice up there.
Yeah, man. And you know, man, I want to ask you about Greg. How's Greg doing? I saw his golf tournament. He's doing pretty well with the juvenile diabetes stuff, and Greg's doing pretty well too, huh?
Yo, he's doing good. You know, and I'm glad for him. You know, we don't get a chance to see each other. His kid's a little bit older than I am, or older than mine, but. You know, he's on the West Coast, so but we try to meet once a year. But I saw he's doing well with golf club, and I'm glad for him.
Yeah, I thought you might be taking part in that, man. But dude, I got to talk about some of this collection stuff, man. Your taupe, 3-button Henley that you got on your site, man. Thank you. I'm all over that thing, man. That thing is nice. You have a charcoal too, but that I love that taupe 3-button Henley, man. Your collections are really nice, Mo. You know, and I see you're on social media now, too. How do you feel about being up on Twitter?
You know,
I saw you just opened your account, man.
Listen, man, this whole social media, you know, I'm going to be 49 this December. I knew nothing about the social media. You're like, Mo, you got to get out. You know, and just for the whole collections is, you know, I started collections because I was the customer. I was the one going out looking for, you know, 2X, 2X tall. And it was like,
right?
Man, there was nothing there. And I'm like, what are we going to do about this? You know, how can we fix this? And for me, I was lucky enough. You know, I had some disposable income. So I'm getting my clothes tailored. I still have the style. I got my pinstripe suits. I'm still looking good. But I'm saying, what about the guys that don't have the income? How can we give them some style, some class, some lifestyle look? You know, and try to make it affordable also. So that's exactly where collection came from, is I am the customer looking for stuff, trying to give that guy the ability to look cool like everybody else. Why can't we have the same opportunities as everybody else? We've been on e-com now for 10 weeks. You know, 10 weeks, we're all on e-com. And the main thing about e-com is what I'm learning is that we're here to listen to the customer. And, you know, with the e-com, you know, that's why, you know, we got Twitter handles. We have, you know, Facebook. We have all these different things. You can hit me at @MoVon_42 on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, you know, at @MVPUSA. But with the social media, that's where you learn what your customer is looking for. Listen, call me, look, hit me up, give me some constructive criticism. Don't yell at me too hard. I'm trying to, you know, hit the sweet spot, but I'm here to listen. We're here to try to, you know, figure out how we can make the brand better and better each day. But the main focus was that why can't the bigger guy, have the same style as anybody else? And that's how the whole line came about.
Yeah.
Well, as a woman, I love this idea.
Yo, and listen, we need the women too, because the women usually shop for the guys. You know, I'm one of those guys that actually goes and shops for myself. So that's how I knew specifically. Mm-hmm. There was nothing out there. But the more women, the better, because they're the ones that are out shopping for the guys mostly, and we need input also. So use those social media handles. And I said, don't yell at me too hard. I'm listening, and I'm gonna try to hit the bullseye with everything that we're doing.
Yeah, you yell at Mo Vaughn, people. I'm not yelling at you, man. Sorry.
I'm not yelling at the
guy.
I'm sorry.
No.
Twitter.
Yeah. Very
nice tweet.
That's right.
But I, you know, I know we only have you for just a couple more minutes, so I just want to ask you: at any point, are you going to expand the line? Because you mentioned that you have all the suits and stuff like that, but it's the same problem, I think, that you know, the big guys also have a hard time finding really nice suits too. You know, that
well,
are affordable.
Well, right
are
now,
you?
I'm not in contract yet. Listen, I think the biggest thing about this whole line is we're made in USA, all right? We make all of our stuff out of California right now, all our sourcing, all our jeans, our whole line is made and sourced out of California. Right now I'm looking at, you know, a blazer jacket, you know, which is, you know, we got to find out, you know, make sure we get the cost of it. But, yes, that's the whole point. The whole point is we want to be able to have the blazer with a nice button down, you know, a nice set of jeans or pants. Then we also have, you know, hopefully we get some accessories with the shoes, maybe glasses. But that our next thing that we're negotiating right now is that blazer, because that's really what solidifies the entire look.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, EJ hasn't said. He's like 6'3".
I'm 6'3", 250.
Oh, yeah, EJ, we're going to hook it up for you.
Nice, man. All right, folks. Get out of here, man. I know you got some other stuff to do.
Hey,
we can't thank you
guys,
for taking the time, Mo.
Yeah,
guys,
Mo,
thanks
for
having
so
me on. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. If you need me again, just hit me up. I'm around.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait a minute. We're going to tell you, last thing before you go, when you come back up to Pauling, you have to give us a shout-out. Let us know.
That's
we
it.
Will take you out,
that's
okay?
Dinner on us, man.
Definitely, I'll do that, okay?
Thanks, Mo. Have a good week.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Mo. That's just really...
Just so everybody knows, yes, you just spoke with Mo Vaughn, and just so our listeners know, you can check out his clothing line at www.mvpcollections.com. Please go over there and take a look, because when we have our guests on, we like to be able to send you over to the ventures that they're doing now that they're very proud of.
Nice stuff.
And you can obviously hear the passion and all that in Mo's voice. And, you know, I know he's a very busy man. We didn't really get a chance to talk to him about the affordable housing stuff that he does, so I just want to let you guys know that, you know, Mo is not just out there making clothes. He's not just out there, you know.
On Fox calling baseball games.
Right, on Fox. What he was talking about earlier, if you heard, he mentioned that he had an opportunity to buy an affordable property and refurbish it. And it was originally owned by Jackie Robinson. It's located in Yonkers, New York. It's called the Whitney Young Manor. And Yonkers, New York has very low-income sections. And he bought this property and refurbished it. And he started doing that as a career. He has since refurbished, if I'm not wrong, it's like more than 12,000 units rehabilitated. Statistics all over the place are different, but it's distressed housing, and it's in the New York metropolitan area. It's down in the Bronx. Basically, what he does is you have the opportunity to refurbish these and then resell them and make them affordable housing, because there's a lack of affordable housing in these areas. So shout out to Mo for doing something like that, making a career out of it, because it not only helps him, but it also helps, obviously, the people that come along and buy these properties.
Yeah,
so,
thanks, Mo. Good stuff, man.
Absolutely, good stuff.
Especially here in New York, no less, of all places. You know what I mean? He's not really – well, he's from Pauling. I mean, he went to high school in Pauling, so that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool he comes up here once a year. We're definitely going to try to find a way to pump into Mo Vaughn, and I hope he doesn't knock us over when he does.
Yeah.
But, Mo's a big boy. That's cool,
not
man.
Yell at Mo.
Yeah, sorry, Mo. We will not yell at you because we don't have it in us, man.
Nope. But I want to thank Mo Vaughn for coming on the show today. Again, please check out his website at mvpcollections.com.
Yeah.
Hit him up on Twitter. And, you know, send him. Let him know what you think of of the outfits and things like that.
He wants you to.
Yep, he wants you
to.
And, ladies, he was right. We really do buy the clothes for the guys a lot.
You don't think Mo knows this?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. And even if I don't buy, like, I'll go shopping with you and tell you what I like and what I don't like.
Yeah.
Women have a lot of input on what guys wear. So check it out. Holidays are coming up. It's only 2 months before Christmas. So if you are looking for a holiday gift, that might be a great idea, too. So check it out. It's a great show. Mo is our only guest today.
Yeah.
We absolutely
and
wanted
that's
it
okay
with
us.
That was okay because he's a legend in the baseball.
Yeah, baby.
in the baseball circuit, so it was wonderful to have him on, and want to thank him again for coming on. We'll be back on next week with another guest, and we hope that you'll tune in and watch us. Again, you can follow us, Loser Radio, and follow EJ at EJ the Rainmaker, me at Gal Sportswriter, and we will be back next week with a new show.
That's right. Let's get everybody out of here. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy your football and your baseball and your hockey.
Go.
All right. Go Pat, go too. We're out of here. Let's get out of here. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.